Penguin Audio presents Pox, An American History by Michael Wilrich. Read by K. Todd Freeman. Prologue, New York, 1900. Manhattan's West 69th Street no longer runs from West End Avenue to the old New York Central Railroad tracks at the Hudson River's edge. In the space now occupied by aging high-rise condominium towers and their long shadows, there once stood a low-slung street of tenements and houses. At the turn of the 20th century, it was said to be the most thickly populated block in the most thickly populated city in the United States of America. Someone called it All Nations Block, and being a pretty fair description of the place, for a while the name stuck. A brisk walk from the fashionable hotels of Central Park West, All Nations Block was a rough world of day laborers, bricklayers, blacksmiths, stonemasons, elevator runners, waiters, janitors, domestic servants, bootblacks, tailors, seamstresses, the odd barber or grocer, and, far outnumbering them all, children. Each morning, the children streamed east to public school number 94 at Amsterdam Avenue or to the crowded kindergarten run by the Riverside Association at 259 West 69th Street. That same foot-worn building housed the Charitable Association's public baths. In any given week, 400 men or more paid a nickel for a towel, a piece of soap, and a shower that had to last. The tenement dwellers of All Nations Block did not choose their neighbors. It was the kind of place where an itinerant black minstrel actor, feeling feverish and far from his southern home, could find a bed for a few nights.